Welcome back, listener. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something that's probably lurking in your text messages right now.
Oh, yeah.
Smithing scams.
Ah.
You know those texts that try to make you panic about unpaid tolls or missed deliveries or urgent bank issues?
Right.
We've got a stack of research and reports here,
Okay.
even a warning straight from the FBI
Oh.
to help you spot these scams before they get their hooks in.
Yeah. You know, what's really striking is that smishing is more than just a nuisance. It
Really?
represents a serious cybersecurity threat.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
What makes smishing so dangerous, and how does it go beyond just being annoying spam?
Well, unlike a random spam message, these scams often use highly targeted information to appear legitimate. This can lead to some pretty severe consequences.
Whoa.
Imagine clicking a link believing it's from your bank, only to have your login credentials stolen. That's identity theft in the making. Or worse, you can end up handing over your credit card details, opening the door to financial fraud that can take years to unravel.
Wow.
And it's not just about immediate financial loss.
Okay.
Some smishing attacks are designed to install malware on your phone,
Oh, wow.
essentially giving hackers a window into your personal life.
So it's not just about losing a few bucks, it's about losing control of your entire digital life. That's unsettling. What are some real-world examples of how these scams play out?
Think about the last time you received a text claiming you had a package waiting.
Okay.
That's a classic smishing lure.
Right.
You're excited, you click the link without thinking, and bam, you're on a fake website designed to steal your information.
Wow.
The source material we have here actually lists some examples of these deceptive domains.
Okay.
They often use names that are very similar to real ones with slight misspellings or odd extensions,
Like what?
like dhl.com-new.exe instead of the actual dhl.com,
Oh, I see.
or ispassney.com-ticketd.exe instead of ispassney.com. On a small phone screen, these tiny differences can easily slip by.
I see what you mean. It's easy to get caught up in the moment and miss those red flags.
Exactly.
And what's interesting is the source material also mentions that certain cities are being heavily targeted right now.
Oh, really?
Dallas, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago. It seems like major metropolitan areas are prime targets.
I see.
So if you happen to live in one of these cities, listener, be extra careful with any texts related to toll payments, deliveries, or financial matters.
That's a great point. Being aware of your location and the types of scams prevalent in your area is a huge step towards protecting yourself.
So let's say you get one of these texts. What are the warning signs that should make you hit the brakes before clicking anything?
The first red flag is unexpected messages. If you get a text about a toll payment you don't remember or a delivery you weren't expecting, don't just automatically click. Make a moment to think critically.
Good advice.
Another telltale sign is urgent language.
Okay.
Scammers love to use phrases like "act now to avoid penalties" or "your account will be suspended if you don't respond."
Right.
They're trying to trigger an emotional response and bypass your rational thinking.
It's like those pushy salespeople who try to pressure you into buying something you don't need.
Exactly. They prey on our natural fear of missing out or facing negative consequences.
Right.
You should also pay close attention to the URL. Look for misspellings, unusual hyphens, or strange domain extensions like those .exe examples we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Legitimate organizations are meticulous about their online presence and wouldn't use such tactics.
So no matter how tempting or official looking that link might seem, if the URL looks fishy, it's a no-go.
Precisely.
Okay.
And above all, remember this golden rule.
Okay.
Legitimate organizations will never ask for sensitive information like your social security number, login credentials, or credit card details via text message. If they need to contact you, they'll use secure channels or their official website.
So let's say, despite all our vigilance, we slip up and click on one of those suspicious links. What's the damage control plan?
Don't panic, but do act quickly.
Okay.
The first thing you should do is disconnect from the internet. Turn off both Wi-Fi and mobile data to prevent any further communication with the scammer server.
Okay.
Think of it like pulling the plug on a potential data leak.
That makes sense. It's about containing the situation before things escalate. What should we do next?
Next, run a full security scan on your phone using a reputable antivirus app.
Okay.
This will help identify and remove any malicious software that might have been downloaded without your knowledge.
Right.
It's like checking for any digital stowaways that might have snuck onto your device.
And I'm guessing changing passwords for any accounts you might have accessed through that suspicious link is crucial, right?
Absolutely. Assume that your login credentials might have been compromised and take immediate action to secure your accounts.
Okay.
Choose strong, unique passwords for each account and consider using a password manager to help you keep track of them.
It sounds like reporting the incident is an important step as well. What are the best channels for doing that?
Both the FBI and the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, urge everyone to report these scams.
Okay.
You can report incidents to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center or IC3 at IC3.gov.
Okay.
The FTC also encourages reporting by simply texting the word spam to the number 7726.
Got it.
Every report contributes valuable data that helps authorities track these scams and potentially catch the criminals behind them.
So we're not just protecting ourselves, we're helping to protect others as well.
Right.
Like a collective defense against these digital threats.
Exactly. The more we report, the better equipped we are as a community to fight back against these scammers.
Now, before we move on, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Why are mobile devices such attractive targets for cyber criminals? Mm. We've touched upon this briefly, but I'd love to delve a bit deeper into the reasons behind this trend.
Well, it's all about opportunity. Mm. Think about it. Mm. We practically live on our phones these days. Mm. We bank, we shop, we manage our entire lives from these small portable devices.
And we're constantly checking them. It's become second nature to us.
Precisely. That constant connectivity and our reliance on mobile devices create a perfect storm for scammers.
Mm.
Smaller screens make it harder to scrutinize those URLs.
Right.
And the fast-paced nature of text messaging plays into the sense of urgency that these scams thrive on.
It's like they're exploiting our digital habits and the very nature of mobile communication.
Right. And don't forget, many people store sensitive information like payment details and passwords on their phones for convenience.
Right.
If a scammer can compromise your device, it's like gaining access to your entire digital wallet.
That's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
It really highlights how crucial it is to be extra vigilant when it comes to our mobile security.
For sure.
But is it true that certain types of phones are more vulnerable than others? Are Android users, for example, at greater risk than iPhone users?
It's not a simple black and white answer.
Okay.
Both Android and iPhone have their own security strengths and weaknesses.
I see.
However, there are some key differences in their default security features that can influence your level of risk.
I'm all ears. What are some of these key differences?
iPhones utilize iMessage,
right,
which often has built-in measures to block known scam links.
Hmm.
This provides an added layer of protection, though it's not foolproof.
Okay.
On the other hand, Android phones rely more heavily on default SMS apps.
Yeah.
Which might not have the same level of sophisticated security measures in place.
So for Android users, being proactive about installing reputable third-party security apps or spam filters is even more crucial.
Exactly. Those additional security measures can significantly reduce your risk no matter what type of phone you're using.
Okay.
But ultimately, awareness and education are the most powerful tools in our arsenal against these evolving threats.
That's great advice. Now let's take a closer look at some common questions people have about smishing scams. The first one is a big one. What if you've already clicked on a suspicious link? Is there any hope?
There's always hope.
Okay, good.
The key is to act swiftly and take those damage control measures we discussed earlier.
Right.
Disconnect from the internet, run a security scan, change your passwords, and contact your bank or credit card company if you've shared any financial information.
So it's not a hopeless situation, but time is of the essence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The faster you act, the better your chances of mitigating any potential damage.
Now, another question that comes up frequently is whether clicking on a smishing link can actually install malware on your phone.
Right.
Is that a legitimate concern?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, no.
Some smishing attacks are specifically designed to trick you into downloading malicious software disguised as something harmless.
Like what?
Like a game or useful app.
I see.
Once installed, this malware can wreak havoc on your device.
Right.
It can steal your personal information, track your keystrokes, spy on your online activity, or even take control of your phone remotely.
It's like unknowingly inviting a digital intruder into your personal space.
It is. And that's why it's so crucial to exercise extreme caution with what you download and install on your phone.
Yeah.
Stick to official app stores, read the reviews carefully,
okay,
and be wary of any app that requests excessive permissions.
So vigilance and a healthy dose of skepticism are our best defenses.
Absolutely.
Now, we've talked about reporting scams to the FBI and FTC.
Right.
But are there any other ways we can report these pesky attempts?
Your phone's messaging app likely has a built-in report junk or report spam feature.
Oh!
Use it. Every report helps improve spam filters and protects others from falling victim to the same scam.
It's a collective effort to make the digital world a safer place.
Exactly. By working together and sharing information, we can make it much harder for these scams to succeed.
Now, here's an interesting question that I've been pondering.
Okay.
Why do so many of these scams revolve around things like toll payments and package deliveries? Is there something about these topics that makes them particularly effective?
It all boils down to psychology.
Okay.
Think about it. Nobody wants to be hit with late fees for an unpaid toll or miss an important delivery.
Right.
These topics evoke feelings of urgency and potential consequences, making people more susceptible to acting impulsively.
So they're playing on our innate fear of missing out or facing negative repercussions.
Exactly.
It's a clever tactic, but now that we're aware of it, we can be more prepared to resist those impulses.
Precisely. Take a deep breath. Assess the situation rationally, and don't let those emotions cloud your judgment.
Great advice. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's address one more crucial question.
Okay.
How can we proactively protect ourselves from future smishing attacks? Is it even possible to stay one step ahead of these scammers?
It is. The key is to be proactive and adopt a security-first mindset.
Okay, how do we do that?
Start by enabling spam filtering on your messaging app. This will help weed out many of those obvious scams before they even reach your inbox.
And I'm guessing avoiding clicking on links from unknown senders is still rule number one?
Absolutely. No matter how enticing or urgent the message seems, if you don't recognize the sender, or if anything about the link looks off, don't click it.
Yeah.
It's always better to err on the side of caution.
Right.
Another game changer is enabling multi-factor authentication, or MFA, for all your important online accounts.
Yep.
This adds an extra layer of security by requiring a unique code from your phone or email in addition to your password when logging in.
So even if a scammer manages to snag your password, they still can't access your account without that additional verification. That's reassuring.
Exactly. MFA is one of the most effective ways to prevent unauthorized access to your accounts.
Okay.
And finally, don't underestimate the importance of keeping your phone's software up to date.
Right.
Those updates often include crucial security patches that address known vulnerabilities, making it much harder for scammers to exploit your device.
It's like giving your phone's defenses a regular booster shot.
Exactly. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and always be on the lookout for new ways to protect yourself in this ever-evolving digital landscape.
That's fantastic advice. So to recap, we've learned how to identify smishing scams.
Right.
The steps to take if we fall victim.
Uh-huh.
And proactive measures to protect ourselves in the future.
Great.
But we're not done yet. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore the psychology of smishing in more detail, examining the emotional manipulation tactics scammers use, and how to develop a stronger defense against them. Stay tuned. Welcome back, listener. Before we move on, I was thinking about something you mentioned earlier about how smishing scams exploit our psychology.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely. Understanding the psychology behind these scams is just as important as recognizing the technical tricks they use. In fact, it's often our own emotions that lead us right into the trap.
So it's not just about knowing what to look for. It's about understanding why we fall for these tricks in the first place.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we can see how smishing scams prey on our inherent human tendencies.
Okay.
The need to feel in control, the fear of missing out, the desire to help others.
Right.
These are all things that scammers manipulate to their advantage.
I see what you mean. They use our own emotions against us. So how do they actually do that? What are some specific examples of psychological manipulation in these scams?
Well, think about that urgent language we discussed earlier.
What?
Phrases like, act now, or your account will be suspended.
Yeah.
Create a sense of immediate threat and urgency.
Right.
This triggers our fight or flight response, making us less likely to think critically and more likely to react impulsively.
It's like they're hijacking our rational thinking by appealing to our primal instincts.
Precisely.
Ah.
And it's not just about fear. They also use techniques like social proof and authority to make their scams more convincing. For example, they might include testimonials from supposed satisfied customers or claim to be endorsed by a well-known organization.
So they're trying to make their scams seem more legitimate by leveraging our trust in authority figures and the opinions of others.
Right.
That's sneaky.
It is. And they're getting increasingly sophisticated with these techniques. They might even personalize messages using information gathered from social media or data breaches, making their scam seem even more convincing.
So it's not just about watching out for generic scam messages anymore. Right. We need to be even more vigilant and aware of these personalized tactics.
Absolutely. The key is to develop a healthy skepticism and to question everything, especially when it comes to unsolicited messages or requests for personal information.
So it's not about living in fear, but about being empowered with the knowledge to protect ourselves. But what if we slip up? Is there anything we can do to strengthen our mental defenses against these psychological tricks?
There are definitely things you can do, listener, to build up your mental immunity to these scams. One effective strategy is to practice mindfulness.
Okay.
When you receive a suspicious text, take a moment to pause and breathe. Don't let yourself be swept away by the urgency or fear.
So it's about taking back control of our emotions and responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively.
Exactly. Another helpful tip is to talk to someone you trust.
Okay.
Sharing your concerns with a friend, a family member, or even a tech-savvy colleague can provide valuable perspective and help you avoid making rash decisions.
It's like having a second set of eyes and a sounding board to bounce those doubts off her.
Precisely. And sometimes simply voicing your concerns aloud can help you identify those red flags that might have otherwise slipped by unnoticed.
That's great advice. Now, shifting gears a bit, I wanted to touch on something that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The potential for smishing scams to install malware on our phones.
Right.
I think a lot of people underestimate this aspect of the threat.
You're absolutely right. While stealing login credentials or financial information is a common goal, many smishing attacks aim to infect your phone with malware. And this isn't just your run-of-the-mill virus. We're talking about sophisticated spyware that can silently monitor your activity, steal your data, and even give hackers remote control of your device.
That sounds terrifying. It's like having a digital stalker lurking in your pocket.
Yeah.
How does this malware actually work? How do they get it onto our phones?
Often it starts with a simple click.
Okay.
You receive a text message with a link that seems harmless enough.
Right.
Maybe it's disguised as a news article, a funny video, or even a software update. But hidden within that link is malicious code designed to exploit vulnerabilities in your phone's operating system.
So even if you're careful about not entering personal information, just clicking the link itself could be enough to compromise your device.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought.
It is. And what's even more unsettling is that some of this malware is designed to operate stealthily in the background. So you might not even realize your phone has been infected.
So we might be unknowingly carrying around a compromised device and have no idea that our data is being siphoned off. What can we do to protect ourselves from this type of attack? Is it even possible to detect and remove this malware once it's on our phones?
The good news is that there are effective ways to both prevent and remove mobile malware.
Okay, good.
First and foremost, be extremely cautious about what you click on and download. Stick to official app stores and be wary of links from unknown senders. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
So that healthy skepticism we talked about earlier applies here as well.
Absolutely. And just as important as prevention is having the right security tools in place. Installing a reputable antivirus app on your phone is crucial. These apps can scan your device for malware, detect suspicious activity, and help you remove any malicious software that might have snuck onto your phone.
It's like having a digital bodyguard for your phone constantly scanning for threats and keeping you safe.
Exactly. And just like with any security measure, it's crucial to keep those antivirus apps updated to ensure they can combat the latest threats.
So it's not a one-time fix. It's an ongoing process of vigilance, awareness, and taking those necessary steps to protect ourselves. But now I'm curious about something else.
Yeah.
Earlier, we talked about how iPhones and Android phones have different security features.
Right.
Does that apply to malware protection as well? Are certain types of phones more vulnerable than others?
That's a great question. While both Android and iPhone have their strengths and weaknesses when it comes to malware, there are some key differences to be aware of.
Okay, let's break those down. What are the key things to consider when it comes to malware protection on iPhones versus Android phones?
iPhones benefit from Apple's closed ecosystem and strict app review process.
Okay.
This makes it more difficult for malicious apps to infiltrate the App Store.
Mm.
However, it's not impossible. iPhones can still be infected with malware through phishing attacks or by exploiting vulnerabilities in the operating system. So even iPhone users can't afford to be complacent.
So that sense of security that some iPhone users might have isn't entirely warranted.
Exactly. No device is 100% immune to threats.
Yeah.
Now, with Android phones, you have more flexibility and customization options.
Right.
But that openness also comes with a slightly higher risk of malware infection.
Why is that? What makes Android phones more susceptible to malware?
Android's open source nature allows users to download apps from a wider range of sources, not just the official Google Play Store.
I see.
This increases the chances of encountering malicious apps disguised as legitimate ones.
So it's a trade-off between flexibility and security.
It is. But that doesn't mean Android users are defenseless. By being mindful of the apps they download, installing a reputable antivirus app, and keeping their software updated, they can significantly reduce their risk of infection.
So regardless of what type of phone you use, the key takeaway is to be proactive, informed, and aware of the potential threats.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power when it comes to cybersecurity. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dives, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay.
Reporting these scams.
Right.
We've talked about the importance of reporting to the FBI and FTC.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's worth reiterating the value of those reports.
I agree. It's easy to feel like reporting is a futile effort, but I think it's crucial to understand the impact it can have.
You're right. Reporting these scams might seem like a drop in the bucket, but it's far from insignificant.
Okay.
Every report contributes valuable data that helps authorities track trends, identify perpetrators, and develop strategies to combat these evolving threats.
So it's not just about protecting ourselves. It's about contributing to a larger effort to make the digital world a safer place for everyone.
Exactly. Think of it as a collective act of digital citizenship.
Mm.
By reporting scams, we're not just victims, we're active participants in the fight against cybercrime.
That's a powerful way to frame it. We're not just sitting ducks. We have the power to make a difference. Now, before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder. Think about all the advice we've discussed today. What steps can you take right now to improve your mobile security and protect yourself from smishing scams? It could be as simple as enabling spam filtering, installing an antivirus app, or just taking a moment to pause and think critically before clicking on any link.
Those small actions can have a huge impact on your digital safety. Remember, cybersecurity is an ongoing journey, not a destination. By staying informed, being proactive, and adapting to the ever-changing threat landscape, we can all navigate the digital world with confidence and peace of mind.
Well said. Now get ready for the final part of our smishing deep dive, where we'll explore how these scams are evolving and what we can expect in the future. Stay tuned. Welcome back, listener. It's time for the final part of our smishing deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, from identifying red flags to understanding the psychology behind these scams. But as we all know, the digital world is constantly evolving, and so are the threats we face.
That's a crucial point. Smishing isn't static. It's a constantly shifting landscape. As we get better at recognizing the more obvious tactics, the scammers adapt and become even more sophisticated.
So it's like an ongoing arms race between us and the scammers.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to stay informed about the emerging trends and tactics in the world of smishing.
Okay, so what's on the horizon? What are some of the new smishing trends that we should be aware of?
One trend we're seeing is the rise of personalized smishing attacks. Instead of those generic mass-sent messages, scammers are using social engineering techniques to gather information about their targets and craft messages that are more likely to resonate on a personal level.
So instead of a vague message about a package delivery, they might mention a specific purchase you made recently or reference a service you use regularly. That's disturbing.
It is.
Yeah.
They're exploiting our trust in familiar brands and services to make their scams seem more legitimate. They might even use your name or location to add a sense of personalization and urgency.
It's like they're taking those phishing emails to the next level by tailoring them to our individual lives and habits.
Exactly. And that makes these scams even harder to detect. We can't just rely on spotting grammatical errors or suspicious URLs anymore. We have to be even more discerning about the content itself and question whether the message truly aligns with our personal experiences.
So it's about taking that extra moment to pause and think critically, even when the message seems to be coming from a trusted source. Now, what about malware? We talked earlier about how smishing can be used to install malicious software on our phones. Are there any new developments in that area that we should be aware of?
Unfortunately, yes. As our defenses against malware improve, the scammers are upping their game as well. We're seeing a rise in more sophisticated strains of mobile malware designed to evade detection and operate silently in the background.
So even if we're careful about not clicking on links or downloading suspicious apps, we could still be at risk. That's unsettling.
It is. That's why it's more important than ever to have a reputable antivirus app installed on your phone and to keep it updated regularly. These apps are constantly evolving to combat the latest threats and can provide that extra layer of protection that we need in today's digital landscape.
So it's like having a personal security guard for your phone, always on the lookout for suspicious activity.
Exactly. And it's an investment worth making. Now, looking ahead, I think it's safe to say that the line between the physical and digital worlds will continue to blur. As our devices become even more integrated into our lives, so too will the opportunities for scammers to exploit those connections.
That makes sense. As we rely more on our phones for things like payments, transportation, and even accessing our homes, the stakes become even higher.
Absolutely. And we can expect scammers to leverage those connections for their own gain. For example, we might see an increase in smishing scams, targeting smart home devices or connected cars.
So it's not just about protecting our phones anymore, it's about protecting our entire digital ecosystem.
Exactly. And as artificial intelligence and machine learning continue to advance, we can anticipate that scammers will find new and creative ways to utilize these technologies for their own nefarious purposes.
So we have to stay vigilant, informed, and adapt our defenses as these technologies evolve. It's a constant process of learning and evolving alongside the threats we face.
That's a great way to put it. Cybersecurity isn't a destination, it's a journey. And by embracing a proactive and informed approach, we can navigate that journey safely and confidently.
Well said. So, listener, as we wrap up this deep dive into smishing scams, remember that knowledge is power. The more we understand about these scams, how they work, and the psychology behind them, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and never stop learning.
And remember, even small steps can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
By taking those simple precautions we discussed today, enabling spam filters, installing antivirus software, being mindful of what we click on, and reporting suspicious activity, we can all contribute to making the digital world a safer place.
That's a great note to end on. Stay vigilant out there, and until next time, happy deep diving.